Agreement. Cultural agreement between Federal Republic of Germany and India. Federal Republic of Germany and India. Desiring to promote in either country by means of friendly cooperation and cultural exchanges an understanding for the culture, intellectual activities, and ways of life of the people of the other country. Have agreed as follows. Article 1. 1. Each contracting party shall endeavor to admit and encourage cultural institutions of the other contracting party in accordance with applicable regulations and subject to conditions to be agreed upon by both contracting parties. 2. The contracting parties shall endeavor to encourage the foundation and activities of Indo-German societies and other organizations serving the purposes of this agreement. 3. Cultural institutions within the meaning of paragraph 1 of this article are, in particular, schools, scientific and cultural institutes, hospitals, libraries, film and music, archives, as well as the cultural centers established by either country. Article 2. 1. The contracting parties shall endeavor to facilitate and encourage the exchange between their respective countries of university teachers, teachers for all types of schools, scientists, scholars, and other persons active in cultural fields, as well as of students, sportsmen and trainees. 2. The contracting parties shall endeavor by invitations or grants to encourage visits of individuals or groups, for the purpose of developing cultural cooperation. Article 3. 1. Each contracting party shall endeavor in accordance with applicable regulations to enable students who are nationals of the other contracting party to obtain admission to the first contracting party's educational institutions. 2. Each contracting party shall endeavor to agree to what extent and on what conditions academic degrees, university and college certificates obtained in the territory of the other contracting party can be recognized as equivalent, for academic purposes, to the corresponding degrees and certificates obtained in its own territory. Article 4. Each contracting party shall endeavor to provide scholarships and to enable its own nationals who satisfy the relevant requirements, to take up or continue studies in the territory of the other contracting party, and to enable nationals of the other contracting party who satisfy the relevant requirements, to take up or continue studies in its own territory. Article 5. The contracting parties shall endeavor to ensure that textbooks in their institutions as well as official informative publications do not contain any errors or misrepresentations about the country of the other contracting party. Article 6. Each contracting party shall endeavor to encourage within the scope of its possibilities, the study of the language of the other contracting party. Article 7. The contracting parties shall endeavor to assist each other in propagating in their respective territories a better knowledge of the culture and ways of life prevailing in the territory of the other contracting party, and, in particular, to encourage a. the distribution of books, periodicals, publications, and reproductions of works of art. B. Art and other exhibitions. C. Concerts and artistic performances. D. Lectures. E. Theatrical performances. F. Radio broadcasts, television transmissions, the showing of films, the production of gramophone records and tape recordings. G. Sports events. H. Special events. Article 8. Each contracting party shall endeavor to grant facilities to citizens of the other contracting party desirous of visiting their territory within the framework of this agreement, for their entry and stay in accordance with prevalent regulations. Article 9. Each contracting party shall endeavor, subject to its legislative provisions, to encourage in every way the importation into its own territory from the territory of the other contracting party of such articles, for example pictures and other exhibition objects, books, periodicals, teaching aids, films, film projectors and gramophone records, as are required for the purposes of this agreement. Article 10. Each contracting party shall endeavor its utmost to solve the financial problems arising in connection with the execution of this agreement. The honoraria and royalties to be paid to authors of accruing from the rights granted to hold performances are payable in convertible or non-convertible local currency according to official regulations in force in each country. Article 11. 1. for the purpose of making suggestions and recommendations as well as advising the contracting parties, a permanent Indo-German committee shall be set up, consisting of 6 members. 2. The 3 German members shall be appointed by the German Federal Minister of Foreign Affairs in consultation with other federal ministers concerned and the ministers of education of the Länder of the Federal Republic of Germany, and the 3 Indian members shall be appointed by the Government of India. 3. The permanent committee will meet as required but at least once every year, alternately in the Federal Republic of Germany and in India. The chairman will be a representative of the country in whose territory the meeting takes place. 4. The objects of the committee will be: a. To keep under periodical review the working of the agreement. B. To advise the governments concerned on the detailed manner of carrying out the agreement, and c. Generally to advise the governments concerned as to the manner in which the working of the agreement may be improved upon. 5. The permanent committee may invite experts to attend meetings in an advisory capacity. Article 12. This agreement shall also apply to Land Berlin, provided that the government of the Federal Republic of Germany has not made a contrary declaration to the government of India within 3 months from the date of entry into force of this agreement. Article 13. 1. This agreement is subject to ratification. The instruments of ratification shall be exchanged at Bonn as soon as possible. 2. This agreement shall enter into force 1 month after the exchange of the instruments of ratification. 3. This agreement may be terminated in writing at any time after the expiry of a period of 5 years from its entry into force. It shall expire 6 months after such notice of termination. Done at New Delhi on the 20th day of March, 1969, corresponding to the 29th day of Phalguna of the Sekar year 1890, in 6 originals, 2 each in the German, Hindi and English languages, each text being equally authentic. In the event of differences regarding the interpretation of this agreement, the English text shall prevail. For the Federal Republic of Germany, G.F. Duckwitz, Secretary of State, Federal Ministry of External Affairs. For India, S. Chakravarti, Secretary, Ministry of Education and Youth Services.